96.3 WHUR. You know what time it is.
Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
All righty. In the ongoing battle for D.C. statehood, right? Mm-hmm. Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg. P.S. I've never heard him call Mike, but that's what he calls himself in his commercials. So
he doesn't look like a Mike.
No, he looks like a Michael. But anyway.
It's like a Morty.
He says he's throwing his support behind it. And if he's elected, that he'll work with Congress to make sure D.C. has full voting rights.
All right.
I just don't think it's that easy.
He's throwing money on that. He's throwing money in the black community. You go ahead, Mike. He's throwing that money.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's enough.
Okay. Well, he says he's looking forward to speaking with Mayor Muriel Bowser about it. Yeah. All right. So who's worried about the coronavirus yet? Nobody?
No.
It's all a hoax.
It's all conspiracy theory, right? What are you thinking, Mark? Go ahead.
So you really feel like that?
It's the same thing. They tell you about a disease, then 2 weeks later it's here.
We'll see.
Then the next week you get a virus. Watch the stock market on whoever makes the virus, because there's no virus right now.
The only reason I'm not going to agree with that, I think they're actually downplaying it. Like they say they're building 1,000 capacity bed in Wuhan, China, the part in China where it's coming from, and you don't really hear that part. Anyway, guess what? Second confirmed case in the United States.
Of course,
now.
But why would it be in the United States? Why would it be in Chicago?
Because people travel from
those
places.
There's like a 6-year-old kid in Chicago that has it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even make any sense.
No, so the guy in Washington said he had traveled from that region, came here, and that's how it spread. And so now they have like 35 million people on lockdown in China.
And what are they saying the way to combat it is washing your hands?
Yeah, I mean, it's all that. I mean, yeah, it is simple.
It's a diversion right on time for the impeachment.
130 confirmed cases, 26 deaths. So, okay, y'all.
One in D.C. is going to show up, I'm predicting, next Friday in D.C.
Okay, well, keep doing that and also keep washing your hands. Also, this is a wild story out of Miami. I'm really scratching my head about this police captain, Javier Ortiz, right? So at first, he claimed that he was a white Hispanic man when he applied for a position. And then it was found like on some paperwork that he had said that he was actually a black man. I'm going to tell you what happened to him, but check him out here at a meeting in Miami.
As far as Captain Carr, she loved to call me a Latin male. I'm a black male. Yes, I am. And I am non-Hispanic. I was born in this country. I never went to Cuba. I never went to Spain. Really, again, I didn't put this speech together. This is who I am, to the point, because I would bleed and I would die for this country. You'll never see me with any other flag. You don't know the makeup of my race or ethnicity. You don't know anything about me. And just for the record, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, it's all voluntary. I don't need to give you any information or tell you who I am.
So he's standing there. He's talking about that one drop rule, right? Okay. And then he's looking in the face of the black commissioner, the city's only black commissioner. He says, that makes me a black male or a Negro.
You know what?
Well, he's got a history of some racist behavior. Anyway, bottom line is he's been suspended, though with pay.
With pay.
But suspended, yeah.
Well, many experts say race is a social construct.
But look, he's using it to try to get a job.
If it's a social construct, if he has any,
because he's not Dominican
A social construct means that how society views it, and in America, society views, if you have any drop of black in you, you black. So therefore, it ends up being.
But that's not written anywhere in the law.
But it's a social. Right. It's not racism exists.
I don't think he wants the smoke associated with being a black person today. So he better. Like,
and he
whatever.
Can selectively be black when he wants to. He'd be like, "No, I'm not for y'all.
Here's we've got an argument over vacation on this one. Here's my prediction. Just like people's gender. Just however I feel, the next one is race. However I feel.
Well, look at Rachel Dolezal. Like, that didn't work out for her. I don't think we're there yet.
But it's not. No. She was doing. Again, she was ahead of the curve.
Okay.
Again, it's going to happen.
So you believe that
pretty soon? I'm not saying I'm a genius. I'm not a genius, but I'm just saying.
So can I say like I'm a white woman
exactly.
right now?
I'm a white woman.
You know, because I grew up in the suburbs.
Not even that. You just say it because I feel like one.
That's what I feel like.
I feel like
you
a
don't
white
know
male.
What I've been through. You can't tell me what I've been through.
And when the stories happen, just give me credit. That's all I ask for.
Okay, 100% African American, period. That's me.
Okay.
All right.
Well, what do you think about it? Call us, let us know.
432-WHUR. How do you feel? You feel like a certain race? I'm Indian. I'm part Chickawa.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark.